Hi, my name is Josie, and today I'm going to be talking about the book I'm Malala. So the story is pretty much about this girl named Malala, and so in the beginning of the book, she talks about the Taliban. The Taliban are a group of people that took the Islamic law, and they made it 10 times worse. And the laws that they made were mainly focused on women as well. Like, if women would go out in public, they had to wear a burqa, and they had to be with a family member. And a burqa is like a robe that covers your entire body, so there's like no skin showing. They set lots of areas on fire and destroyed thousands of homes and killed many people. The most important one is that they didn't allow women to go to school. And if they did go to school, both the student and the teacher were risking being flogged and or executed. And so that's what she is standing up for. She wants all children to have an education and have an education available to them. And then since she was speaking out against them, and because of that, she was shot in the head at point blank range, and it went through her left eye socket and out into her left shoulder. It ricocheted into her left shoulder. After she recovered, she really started being an advocate for women's rights and children's rights for education. And she actually started advocating at 11 years old. But in the book, it mainly talks about women's rights and children's rights and war and oppression and stuff like that. So some similar books would be Anne Frank, The Diary of a Young Girl, because it has some similar themes. It talks about war and oppression of a certain group of people and religion, because they were being oppressed because of their religion. But it was kind of different in Pakistan, where she was. Because they were being oppressed. I think I'm just gonna let that part go. And then Vulnerable Beauty. It's really about oppressed women, because they in where she lived, she in Somalia, they would cut the women up so that they weren't able to enjoy anything. Like their hands, they cut up their hands so that if they touched anything, if they were cleaning or cooking, they would be constantly experiencing pain. They would cut up their genitals, things like that. And then the third one is I'm Najud, age 10 and divorced. So when she was 10, she was forced to marry an abusive man that was 3 times her own age, and she had to participate in sexual activities that she never wanted to do. And she was forced to marry this man because her father was in great need of money, and the man paid her so that he could marry his daughter. And so those are some books that are kind of similar. And then this is Malala's message. She just wants rights and equality for people. She doesn't want a certain group of people to be oppressed because they are different. I mean, we all have our differences, but that doesn't give you a right to discriminate because of those differences. And then, so here's a quote. "So yes, the Taliban have shot me, but they can only shoot a body. They cannot shoot my dreams. They cannot kill my beliefs, and they cannot stop my campaign to see every girl and boy in school." So that was a quote, and she talks about that there. So that's my little review kind of thing. I hope you enjoyed, and bye.